From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pentagon says U.S. military forces have conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya. Officials say the strikes in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte came at the request of the U.N.-backed Libyan Government of National Accord. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says the GNA and the U.S. are working together.
There is a collaborative process, a very closely coordinated process that we've engaged with the GNA in terms of assessing and determining the precise locations to hit.
The U.S. strikes will continue to target Islamic State forces in Sirte in order to enable the government to deny IS a safe haven in Libya. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people aboard. Russia's defense ministry said the helicopter was hit as it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo. Turkish forces Monday detained 11 soldiers suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. The captures were made near the resort town of Marmara and followed the detention last week of several other soldiers accused of targeting Mr. Erdogan. U.S. political surveys are showing that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton regained her edge over Republican Donald Trump after last week's Democratic Party convention. Trump enjoyed a similar bump in polling against Clinton after the Republican convention 2 weeks ago. CBS News said Clinton leads Trump by 46% to 39%. A network poll after the Republican convention showed that the race was tied at 42% apiece. This is VOA News. Also in American political news, U.S. Republican candidate Donald Trump's feud with the parents of a fallen Muslim American soldier continued Monday. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain rebuked Trump for disparaging Keyser Khan and his wife, Kazala. The Khans endorsed Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and have continued to speak out against Trump in television interviews. Their son was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. President Obama used a speech Monday to an advocacy group for disabled veterans to offer support for Gold Star families, those with loved ones who have died in the line of duty.
Because I understood that our Gold Star families have made a sacrifice that most of us cannot even begin to imagine. They represent the very best of our country. They continue to inspire us every day, every moment. They serve as a powerful reminder of the true strength of America.
President Obama. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned pregnant women Monday not to travel to an area in Florida where new cases of the Zika virus have been found. Here is Florida Governor Rick Scott.
The recommendation is if you're pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant, talk to your OBGYN. But if everybody would get rid of their standing water, use bug repellent, use protective gear, then what the mosquito boards are going to be doing and continuing to do around the state, we will be successful.
Health officials believe so far the spread of Zika is limited to a square mile area in Miami-Dade County, just north of downtown Miami. Florida officials have discovered 10 more cases of Zika, increasing the total to 14. A U.S. electronics technician with the Federal Bureau of Investigation has pleaded guilty to acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Kun Shan Chun, who was born in China and is a naturalized U.S. citizen, admitted in federal court in New York City Monday to giving sensitive information to China. Chun was released on bail and is scheduled to be sentenced December 2nd. A Nigerian commission has found that the army killed 348 people from a Shiite sect last December. The commission called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said in its report published Monday that the Nigerian army used excessive force during a 3-day raid on the city of Zaria. Authorities in Afghanistan have declared a far eastern border district free of Islamic State militants. They say security forces killed nearly 300 IS militants during a month-long offensive. Provincial Governor Salim Khan Kundozi made the announcement Monday during a visit to the Khat district in Nangarhar province. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.